Shubhodaya. Yoga is not a belief. It is a practice. Yoga is a foundation for all religions. Religions are based on belief. But yoga is in practice, it's a practicality. The religion is based on the process. It is on the process, the rituals. Religions instills fear in us for non-compliance. If you don't comply with the process, the what will happen? Fear. Whereas the yoga is a process of giving us the freedom from fear, experiencing the freedom. The religion, the world is full of believers. The religious people, and still the world has not become any better. The world is only on belief. The world is believing in God, but yoga says not to believe in God. Experience that one. By belief, the world is full of religious people. They are on belief. Belief, the so many religions are there. Still, day by day, world is survival is becoming tough. Yoga elevates you beyond the belief. Not just believe in something, experience in the experience. The first-hand experience. First-hand experience is important. The great masters in all religions, they came out, they rebelled against the religion to enlighten the people. They conveyed the message. Not just believe, come out. They broke the tradition and to bring out the wake up the community. Buddha was not a Buddhist. Muhammad was not a Muslim. Jesus was not a Christian. And Guru Nanak was not a Sikh. They came out to bring out the message. To wake up, not to just blindly believe in something and follow. They wanted to wake up, shake the community. They came out. And the yoga, Islam is for only Muslims. If Christianity is only for Christians, if Buddhism only for Buddhists, then who, for whom this humanity is there? The humanity goes beyond the religion. The religion is there for the humanity, not the other way around. We are not there for the religion. The yoga is interconnecting. Interconnecting brings the humanity in picture. Above the blind belief system, elevate yourself. Elevate, go beyond. And the why problem comes, we believe God is a noun. We call God by a noun. When we call God by noun, all problem arises, my God against your God. The God in who has named the God? God named by the devotees. The one who has experienced that one, they have named the God. In Patanjali, it talks about the God is not a noun. It is Nama Guna Rupa Visheshana. It's a combination of the quality. The quality name is according to the quality. For in God, the name and the quality, there is a perfect match is there. For us, we have a name, but my quality need not have to sync with that one. I may be called as Prashanta, but always agitated. There may be total disconnect between my name and the quality. Whereas in God, there is a perfect match between the quality and the name. Patanjali talks about this one. Tad japa tad arthabhavanam. The God is the one with the meaning. It is not the noun. The moment you call God by the noun, there is my God versus your God. And it is with the quality. Whatever, if, for example, if you call God by the, for example, Vishnu, Vishati, Pravishati. One who is there everywhere is called as Vishnu. It is not just the noun, my God is better. If my God is Shiva, Shiva means, meaning of Shiva means all pure. Every God is, the God is all pure. It is not, when I put God as a noun, then I start fighting for, I am a representative of Shiva, I am representative for the Vishnu, and everyone is fighting for bringing the people under their God. When you call God by the nama guna visheshana, so there is no more conflict. No more conflict. Tad japa, tad arthabhavanam. The contemplate, when you are doing contemplating on the God, in English, God, what is the meaning of God? There is no quality associated with that one. If you call God by Allah, only that one, what is the quality? What does it represent? That quality also, you have to think about that one. When you put only the nama noun, then there arises the conflict. And tata pratyak chetana adhigamo antaraya abhavascha. Patanjali talks about when you start contemplating on God with the quality, tata pratyak chetana, your individuality, your differences, what you say, see, all conflicts melt down. So, yoga is a unifier. Elevate beyond the thinking that I am believing in God. Don't believe in God. I am not a believer. I want to experience. Yoga says the experience. Yoga takes you, elevates you above the just a belief system. You have to experience that one. When you have experienced, overcome all the obstacles in your life, then that person, he or she, sees the pervading, all pervading God everywhere. That's the need of the day for the harmony, peace in the world. And in the concluding shloka of Bhagavad Gita talks about yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdharaham tatra shri vijayo bhuti dhruva nitir matir mama. One who sees the presence of all pervading God everywhere and willing to act around that person, there is a definite glory, prosperity and victory. Victory and abundance will be there around that person. The great masters who have come out, they have come out to convey this message. Why they have become very sought after? Because they saw, they loved the all-pervading God in everyone. All pervading, great masters have come out to convey this message, to come out of your belief system. But when the masters have gone, people blindly started following them, created another religion. Their purpose is not to create another religion to wake them up, but people, they blindly following them, started another religion. It's a yoga. Yoga, it empowers you, elevate yourself beyond. That is, the world has enough religion. World can survive without religion. But the spirituality, this concept, if the spirituality is lost, whole world will collapse. You can survive without religion, but the concept, I want to know the personal experience. That spirituality, what is the binding force? Binding force, everyone, if that spirituality is lost, the whole world will collapse. So the message of all great masters, not to just blindly follow the process, understand the content. When you understand the spirit of that one, you know you are moving towards realizing all-pervading God. Not to confine yourself, I am a believer. I am a believer. Belief will take you nowhere. Not to just be a believer, be an experiencer.